Plumes of light spread across the continent and large white letters edged in gold snake around the globe. The letters reveal themselves to read Universal, www.universalstudios.com. Universal Studios Family Productions presents the solar system and its planets orbiting the sun set against a vast starry void. The Land Before Time, The Wisdom of Friends. The focus moves through the universe to Earth. And a vast continent with a sprinkling of cloud cover. Breaking through the clouds reveals a vast plain beneath imposing skies.
Our world has existed for billions of years and has been home to many different types of creatures.
A small dinosaur the size of a chicken standing on a rock in a pool flees in fright. As the clawed foot of a velociraptor breaks the water and a herd of them sweeps across a plain, throwing up clouds of dust pursued by a mighty Tyrannosaurus Rex.
All have faced unexpected challenges. And have had to develop their own kinds of wisdom to keep them safe.
Breaking off from its pursuit of the herd of raptors, the T-Rex sniffs at a clump of rocks before continuing the chase, and the small chicken-sized dinosaur with large black eyes emerges from the rocks.
The dinosaurs of the Great Valley had to learn some lessons too.
In the lush valley of lakes, grassy plains, trees and mountains, Littlefoot the Apatosaurus chomps on a leaf from a tiny tree as his grandma grazes on a much taller tree. With a single juicy leaf left at the top of the spindly tree, Littlefoot pushes the tree back to climb up, but as he grabs the leaf, he's catapulted to the ground. He spots huge clumps of leaves on a fallen tree nearby. He clambers onto the fallen mossy tree that spans a ravine, but it's very slippery. He struggles with his footing, with a river far below.
Hey, Grandma! Look at me!
Littlefoot! Come down from there. That's quite a drop.
But, Grandma, there's still some tree stars on it.
There are plenty of tree stars on this tree, dear.
But I can get these all by myself.
The tree starts to roll back and forth as the ground shakes.
Grandma!
Littlefoot! I'm coming! Littlefoot, I got you.
Grandma reaches down with her long, snaking neck to catch him as he falls and deposits him on the ground, but the tree breaks and she falls.
Grandma!
Clinging to a root, she clambers back up the rock face.
Grandma! Are you okay?
Yes, dear. I think so.
I would have been okay. Except for the earthshake.
Shh, it's all right.
Later, he sleeps beside Grandma. Curled up, he's little bigger than her head. In his sleep, he grimaces. In a dream, he's peering down the cliff face of the ravine as Grandma desperately tries to clamber to safety. But she loses her grip and tumbles down the deep ravine. He wakes up wide-eyed with terror. He gets to his feet as a huge shadow falls across him.
Grandma!
I'm here, Littlefoot. Everything's fine.
We were back there, at the old tree. And you were falling.
Shh, but I didn't fall. You were just having a sleep story.
I didn't mean to cause all that trouble, Grandma. I'm so sorry.
I know, dear. But no one knows what life is going to bring us before it happens. That's why we learn the wisdoms.
The wisdoms? I remember them. What were they again?
Those are the ways of doing things which help us stay safe when the unexpected happens. Like this one. Stay in a group. I stayed near you, so I was able to help when you got into trouble. Your grandpa and I have tried to teach you the wisdoms, although we may not have always called them that.
Well, I want to remember all of them. Tell me the wisdoms, Grandma.
The next day, Petrie the Pteranodon, Sarah the Triceratops and Ducky the Saurolophus are perched on rocks in a fast-flowing stream.
Me make it this time, you see.
Okay, but no fair flying. That's against the rules.
Petrie leaps towards another rock but misses and lands in the water. He swept down to a rock that Spike the Stegosaurus is on.
Nice try, Petrie.
Me think flying should be fair.
Yeah, I guess you do.
You do not see me saying swimming should be fair. No, no, no.
Maybe you should just try to be a better jumper. Like me. Uh-oh. Whoa!
Sarah! Hang on! I'm coming!
Hey! Ow! Let go!
Whoa! What's wrong with you guys? Help her!
Calm down. Who needs help?
Sarah clambers out of the water, leaving Littlefoot on the bank, bemused.
Wait, it's just a game?
Sure. What do you think?
We play and jump and get swept away. It's fun.
I think pretending to be in trouble is against the wisdoms.
What are wisdoms?
They help you be safe. Like, stay in a group. Or work together.
Hmm? Oh, you mean the say-sos.
The what?
The say-sos. Mom tell me to do those things because she say-so.
Petrie takes to the air and flutters around Littlefoot before resting on the rocky bank.
If me wanna go play on a dripply day and me mother say me can't go, when me ask her why, she look me in the eye and say, because me say so. Oh, oh, me can't say no.
When your mama says stay, you cannot go.
Mm-mm. Me have to do what she want me to.
Why?
Because she say so.
Say so, say say so.
Well, whatever you
say
call
so.
It, you better do
say,
it.
Say so.
Wisdoms are important,
but not much fun.
And I'm gonna learn them.
Everyone?
And if you're smart, you'll learn them too.
Why? Cause Littlefoot.
Say so. Say so. Say say so. Say so. Say say so. Say so. Say say so.
Why?
Because he say so.
Littlefoot stomps away indignantly.
Hey, Littlefoot, what's the matter? Can't you take a joke? And what is it with everybody and these wisdoms all of a sudden? Even my folks have them. Tria says, don't climb up if you can't get back down.
Oh, here one of Mom's.
keep eyes and ears open.
My mom says be home before dark.
Yeah, so we've all got them, but do we have to make such a big deal about them?
My folks are always telling me all the things I ought to do, like don't climb up if you can't get down. They call that a gotta do. Egad, it makes me mad. Why do I have to listen to my dad?
Because he knows what's good for you.
All I hear is gotta do, gotta plan ahead.
Gotta work together.
Ow, do not sit on a prickly thorn.
Listen to your folks, cause they know better.
If something's in your way, bump it with your horn.
Oh!
Bump it with your horn.
Hey ho, we know it's true. The wisdom say what's right to do.
But do I have to hear them from you too?
Say so.
Sarah charges into a small tree, knocking it over, and she lands in a thicket of bushes.
Whoa! Sarah, what's the matter?
There's something in there. Something strange.
They all look scared, backing away as the bushes shake, and a pot-bellied bird-like creature emerges.
Well, hello!
Quickly followed by two more.
What did you say?
I wasn't talking to you.
Then who were you talking to? Yeah?
Nope. Them.
Whoa!
Oh. Hello, them. You're beautiful.
I'm Dupa.
I'm Lufa.
Lufa? Doofa?
And that's Booby.
Got any berries around here?
We're starving!
Later, the yellow-bellied new arrivals with plumes of tail feathers are tucking into berry trees. Lufa and Doofa also have plumes of feathers on their heads.
Yellow bellies sure like berries.
How long's it been since you ate?
Must have been, let's see. Right before you guys showed up.
But not berries. Berries are the best.
The place where we're headed for has berries, too. And it's a valley just like this one. I wish I could remember what it's called. It's got a real catchy name.
Is it Doofa? Oh, no, that's my name.
Oh, don't worry. The wise one will figure it out eventually.
There's a wise one?
That's a relief.
Doofa chomps a bunch of flowers and gags, whilst Phoebe stuffs his face and spits a berry at Lufa that splats on him.
Berry Valley! That's what it's called! Right, Doofa? Uh-oh. Hang on!
I gotcha!
She's clutching her throat, choking, and Lufa throws her around, squeezing her belly, and she coughs up a shower of petals.
Thanks, Lufa.
We call that one the Yellow Belly Bounce.
Got anything to drink around here?
Sure. Come on.
Berry Valley! They got lots and lots of berries there!
Petrie looks back at a clump of trees, stripped bare.
Us used to have lots of berries here, too.
Later, the new arrivals are drinking their fill in a pond.
So where's the rest of your herd? Did you get lost from them?
No, see, we're still on our way to meet up with the herd. Then we'll all go to... What was it again?
Berry Valley! Ever since our herd first heard of Berry Valley, we've wanted very badly to be Berry Valley Yellow Bellies.
Yeah, there's nothing yellow bellies love better than berries, and a valley filled with berries means lots of berries to fill us yellow bellies.
Me no understand them so good.
So, where are you meeting your herd?
No idea.
Can't remember.
Then how do you know which way to go?
Simple! We'll go this way!
They point in different directions.
We just did that!
Huh?
We'll go this way!
We just did that!
Bye-bye!
Goodbye!
You're beautiful!
Goodbye!
I hope they've got plenty of time to get there.
As they watch the yellow bellies waddle off into the distance, Littlefoot looks concerned. Later, he's fast asleep near his grandparents. He stirs in his sleep as he has a dream, in which the three yellow bellies are struggling to balance on the tree across the ravine as Littlefoot watches from solid ground.
No! Keep your eyes and ears open! It's a long draw!
They peer down at the drop and panic, scrabbling to get across the tree. Lufa clambers over Dufa.
No!
Lufa and Dufa fall down the ravine and Littlefoot wakes up.
That does it. We've got to help him.
The next morning, Littlefoot leads the way up a steep ridge with Petrie on Sarah's back and Ducky on spikes.
This is ridiculous.
I'm sure if the yellow bellies knew some of the wisdoms, they could stay safe until they find their herd.
Oh, come on.
So I'm going to teach them.
Who cares if those three go wandering around in the mysterious beyond?
I do. Yep, yep, yep.
Me too. After the sleep story I just had, I can't let them go like this.
You and your sleep stories. You've got to learn to relax.
Me think you got to stop eating tree stars right before sleepy time.
Littlefoot looks indignant. The yellow bellies are on a ledge amidst craggy peaks.
Look at that. Amazing, isn't it?
Beyond is a wooded valley and a river.
There it is. The mysterious beyond.
It looks so mysterious.
Whoa!
Phoebe points behind to a forbidding rocky valley.
Whoa. That looks even more mysterious.
Littlefoot comes towards them.
Hi, guys.
The rocky ground shatters as they try to bury their heads.
Hard ground. You came to see us off?
Yeah.
The others arrive.
That is so beautiful.
Look, we don't think you're ready to go.
What?
Huh?
But we have to. We have to lead our herd to Berry Valley.
They'd be lost without us.
You not gonna say something?
Maybe later.
Okay, but first, I've gotta teach you some wisdoms.
Wisdoms?
Yeah, 'cause you never know what's going to happen.
The ledge thereon cracks and breaks off. With the ledge acting like a sledge, they slide down the rocky mountain. follow a path sliding up and down cliff faces like a toboggan run, coming to rest teetering on a steep ledge. They slide down a vertical rock face to another ledge a short distance below.
That wasn't so bad!
Lufa drops out of sight.
Uh-oh. Where'd he go?
He's a short distance below on the ledge that their rocky sledge is on.
Lufa! You okay?
He pulls his bulbous beak out of the ground.
Fine.
And dusts himself down.
And guess what? I just remembered where we're supposed to meet our herd. At a big pile of rocks that look just like us. Now, if we could only find it. Nope. Not around here.
Yes, it is. Phoebe points.
They look like brothers.
What?
Only that big far one made of rock.
Lufa turns the wrong way and Phoebe turns his head to face the rocky peak shaped like them.
Wow. We look like that?
He lifts up his big round belly and it drops like a water balloon.
Good job, Phoebe. You spotted it. That's one of the wisdoms I'm going to teach you.
Wisdoms?
Teach?
Yeah. They're things that'll keep you safe out there. I'm gonna tell them to you, and then you just repeat after me, okay?
Sure.
Here goes. Keep your eyes and ears open.
You got it.
We're ready!
No. That's the first wisdom.
What is?
What? Did I miss it? And I was listening so hard.
Me don't think it's gonna work.
And we've got to go. It's a long hike back home, all uphill, and we've only got till dark. Come on.
Sarah glares at Littlefoot, then turns and ambles away.
I think maybe she is right. They can see the meeting place from here.
And Wise One take care of them once they get there.
Well, yeah, I guess. Well, bye. Good luck. And at least stay in a group.
You got it.
Spike, Ducky, Petrie, and Littlefoot traipse after Sarah, and the yellow bellies watch them go. Lufa puts an arm around both Doofa and Phoebe, and clamped together, they set off in the opposite direction.
You're beautiful!
Traipsing along a rocky path, the others catch up with Sarah.
Well, that was a fun way to spend the morning.
At least I gave him one wisdom. Stay in a group. Maybe they'll even remember it.
I do not think so. No.
They look back and see that the yellow bellies are wandering around aimlessly in different directions.
Fine. We'll help them, but just till they find their herd.
Oh, Wise One better be really wise.
I'm sure we can get them there and still make it home before dark.
You promise?
Okay.
They traipse off down a steep slope, Sarah leading the way. Lufa sniffs at the rocky ground.
Mm-hmm.
Doofa circles a lone flower, then picks it and gives it a sniff before throwing it away. She's startled to find Sarah and Ducky beside her, and scrambling away in a panic, she trips over Petrie and lands on him.
Ow.
Wow! Back so soon?
Lufa!
Ah! Oh! You scared? Where'd you come from?
Remember what I told you about staying in a group?
Stay in a group. Sounds like fun!
So we're gonna stay with you to find your herd. Once you're in your group, we can get home before dark.
Okay. Do you want to lead, or should we?
I think we will.
Later, they're crossing desolate ground fringed by jagged mountains in the mysterious beyond. Doofa strolls along singing, throwing flowers in her wake, and the petals land on Sarah, who glares.
Me no laugh, it hurt.
Ducky glares at Petrie, and they both smile nervously at a glowering Sarah.
I cannot believe you told it on me.
Spike and Phoebe follow on behind, the pair of them chomping berries. Sniffing the air, Littlefoot turns to find himself face to face with Lufa.
So these, what do you call them, wisdoms you were talking about? Explain them to me again, would you please?
They're just thoughts to help you get through life and stay safe.
Oh, you mean like go with the flow of the big water, or up with your tush and you look like a bush?
Huh? I don't even understand that one.
Just relax. There's nothing out here to be so worried about. We're completely... Hello!
A pack of sharp teeth are not so very far away, led by Scar, who has jagged red scars striped across his face. Later, Sarah and Littlefoot are leading the way.
Can't we just go home? They're doing fine now. Come on, they don't need us anymore. All they have to do is walk to that big, funny-looking rock. Surely they can do that.
I'm thirsty.
Okay, maybe I spoke too soon.
Me too.
But we passed a watering hole just a while back. Why don't you drink something?
Well, I wasn't thirsty then.
Me neither.
Sure thirsty now, though.
There's a wisdom about this. Plan ahead!
Come to think of it, I am thirsty too.
No, tell Sarah. She yelled at you.
Okay, we'll try to find another watering hole. Let's look down there.
All the way down there?
We're too thirsty to move.
Okay, fine. We'll be right back. Just stay in a group.
The yellow bellies stay behind, with Lufa sandwiched between Doofa and Phoebe, as Littlefoot leads his friends on the search for water along a narrow ravine with sheer cliff faces towering over them. Later, the yellow bellies haven't moved as the sun beats down with narrow slivers of clouds slicing across the sky.
This is so weird. I'm seeing one of those things.
What things?
You know when it's really hot and you look out and you see something and it looks so real, but it's not really there?
Oh, yeah. I see it, too. Hey, Phoebe, look.
It seems so real. It's the sharp teeth.
Wow! I can even hear it!
Phoebe desperately tries to get his friends to flee as the sharp teeth bear down on them, Scar biting off one of Phoebe's tail feathers.
Ew. I could even smell its breath. That was nasty. Wow! I think they're real!
Me too!
Phoebe's the slowest and Scar snaps at him. Sharp teeth pursue the yellow bellies relentlessly through the narrow ravine.
Uh-oh. That don't sound good.
Littlefoot and friends double back along the mountain path they're on, overlooking the ravine where the yellow bellies are in a panic. They dash along narrow paths to escape the advancing sharp teeth. The Great Valley friends have a bird's-eye view of the commotion as the yellow bellies reach a dead end, trapped as the sharp teeth move in. The yellow bellies try to bury their heads in the rocky ground.
Oh, now my head hurts. And I'm still thirsty.
The sharp teeth slowly advance and the yellow bellies back into a wall. Yellow bellies leap up and down, slamming their big round bellies onto the ground, making the sharp teeth bemused. But the vibrations trigger a rock fall.
We gotta help them!
Littlefoot pushes at the ground and a chunk of rock breaks off the cliff and the rock that Petrie's perched on crumbles away and he flutters in midair. More and more rocks rain down on the sharp teeth below as the yellow bellies continue to leap up and down.
Now!
The Great Valley friends push rocks down on the sharp teeth, creating an avalanche that hits the sharp teeth. Ducky and Petrie push a rock together that hits Scar on the head.
Got one!
Yep.
The sharp teeth are trapped under a pile of rocks.
Let's go!
Scar snaps at the yellow bellies as they scurry over the pile of rocks, but he's hit by another falling rock as the yellow bellies tear along the ravine and onto the mountain path, whizzing past the Great Valley friends.
They sure run fast when they want to.
Yeah, we better catch them.
Down below, Scar emerges from the pile of rocks, so Littlefoot pushes another rock that triggers a downpour that buries the sharp tooth.
Whoa! Slow down! It's okay!
Clear of the ravine, the yellow bellies stop on a vast desert plain, and the others catch up with them, out of breath.
So, did you find any water?
Sarah, wait! We've got to get out of here, now!
Okie dokie.
The bulky yellow bellies who tower over the Great Valley friends waddle on.
Here we go again.
Later, Littlefoot and Sarah are leading the way with yellow bellies bringing up the rear.
Sarah, do you really think once they find their herd they can make it on their own?
Sure! Are you kidding? You see how fast they can run?
Yeah, as long as they know when to run.
The vast, flat, rocky plain stretches to the horizon. Later, they're traipsing up a mountain slope in the shadow of Yellow Belly Rock.
We made it!
Dwarfed by the huge gnarled mountain peak in the shape of a yellowbelly, Lufa's smile turns into a frown.
Do our rear ends really look like that? Wow!
Lufa, Doofa, and Phoebe look round at their rear ends and shake their tail feathers. Ducky scurries on ahead.
Water!
She hurtles down a slope and leaps into a pond that has what looks like colourful bushes beside it. The others join her in the water and Doofa stoops down to drink, then looks up to see a mass of the bushes like palm trees with thick bulbous trunks in the sandy ground.
Hey! Hi, guys!
She talks to bushes?
Huh?
Petrie lands on one of them. And some of them pop their heads out of the sand to reveal that their yellow belly's doing the up with the tush to look like a bush trick.
What are they doing?
Hiding. Up with your tush and you look like a bush, remember?
Oh. Is that why you keep smacking your heads on the ground?
Sometimes the dirt's just too hard.
Hey! It's us! Stand up!
Oh!
The other yellow bellies pop up out of the ground.
We found her. Time to go. Home before dark. That deal.
Yeah, but maybe not now.
We came to show the yellow bellies how to obey the wisdoms, and now we are breaking one? That does not make a lot of sense. No, no, no.
I'm sorry. I just think it's safer to stay here with the big group and wait for the bright circle to rise again.
Our folks is gonna worry for sure.
As the daylight fades, Grandma Longneck is searching Great Valley. She lumbers up to Tria, Sarah's mum.
Have you seen the children?
No, and I always tell Sarah to be home before dark.
They know the wisdoms. I wouldn't worry, but perhaps we should speak to the others.
Tria stomps away and Grandma looks out across the valley mournfully. The night sky is sprinkled with stars and the yellow belly rock is illuminated by a full moon. A waterfall feeds a network of ponds where the excitable yellow bellies are gathered. Sarah stomps away on her own wearing a frown. Ducky scampers by, chased by Doofa, and Sarah glances over her shoulder with a sad expression.
I cannot do it! No, no, no!
Sure you can. It's easy. Petrie, you try too.
No.
See? Like this.
Come on and dance. Come on and move your feet. Come on, swing your tail around to the yellow belly beat. Come on and dance. Come on and shake a leg. Now's the time to take a chance.
Don't be a scaredy egg.
Petrie, me no can dance.
Come on and try.
Me no good on the ground. Me do better in the sky. Ducky, we do not dance. We not like you. You look so silly.
Thanks. Silly is what we do.
Doofa picks up Sarah and gives her a cuddle, but the little Triceratops wriggles from her grasp and scurries away. Spike sidles up to Phoebe, who waves his arms and stomps his feet. Spike copies Phoebe's stomps, and in unison they turn round and jump up and down on the spot as the other yellow bellies clap.
Don't you want to come dance?
In your sleep stories, pal.
Ah, come on, it's fun!
Thanks anyway. You go ahead. What?
Woo! That's quite a horn you got there.
throw two more.
Wow! Hey, guys, look at this!
Bulbous-beaked yellowbellies gather round Sarah to admire the horn on her nose, and she looks very pleased with herself.
Littlefoot, thanks. Thank you for helping us find our friends.
Sure.
Of course! We would have found them anyway!
You think so? Without any wisdoms?
Maybe we have some and we just didn't know it. How about this? Things work out if you just let them.
Nope, sorry.
Well, I got one. Stop worrying about tomorrow and come on and dance. Dum-de-dum-de-doo-wa.
Dum-de-dum-de-doo-wa.
Come on, come on and dance. Come on and move your feet. Come on, swing your tail around to the yellow belly beat.
And look at me dance. Me dance, okay.
I can bump with the best.
Oh, think me dance the other way.
Don't be sad and gloopy.
Gloopy?
Don't be mad and glum. No glum.
Take a hint from Phoebe.
Phoebe!
He knows that life is fun.
Oh, yes, it's fun. Don't worry about a thing.
Tomorrow will be beautiful.
So come along and sing. Oh, come on and dance. Come on and pop your fuzz.
Spin a spin.
Grin a grin. Be happy just because.
Come on and tap your toes. Come on and click your beak. Punch your belly on the ground and give a great big shriek.
Framed by the full moon, the Great Valley Friends look down on the yellowbellies from a hill. In the ridge, the pile of rocks shakes. And Scar bursts out of them. He looks in the direction of Yellowbelly Rock with a murderous expression. At Yellowbelly Rock, the locals are clustered round the edge of the ponds fast asleep, their bulky bodies trembling as they snore. Amidst the sleeping mounds, Ducky and Petrie are nestled up to Spike, all fast asleep. Sarah's asleep at the edge of the gathering as Littlefoot approaches.
Sarah. Sarah.
What?
I'm going to take the yellowbellies to Berry Valley.
Oh, come on!
Well, you met their group. Did you see any wise one?
Not really.
Me neither. We already had to save them from Sharp Teeth once. I just don't think they stand a chance. I'm going with them.
You? Hey, you know, Littlefoot, the Yellowbellies got along just fine before they met us.
Maybe they were just lucky, and luck can run out. But wisdoms can keep you safe.
There's one more wisdom you should know. Don't ever wake me up again!
Sarah glares at Littlefoot and then settles down on the ground, leaving him bemused. As Sarah falls asleep, Littlefoot looks out across Yellowbelly Rock from a clifftop, the full moon beaming down on them. In the Great Valley, Grandma is reflected in the still waters of a pond in the shadows of tall cliffs. Standing on the grassy bank, she looks worried.
Now, I'm worried.
The next morning at Yellow Belly Rock... A vast herd of yellow bellies flocked towards Littlefoot, standing on a slope overlooking them. He looks worried and glances back to find that he's alone. He turns back looking alarmed at the unruly gathering before him. His head drops as his friends come up behind him.
You really think we can lead this herd of goofballs to Berry Valley?
You mean, you're with me?
You'd be lost without us.
Yeah. Besides, me no want to be the one who explains to grown-ups why you no come back with us.
It would not be pretty. No, no, no.
Emboldened, Littlefoot looks to the yellow bellies below.
Hey, listen up!
The yellow bellies go up with the tushies to look like bushes, except for Phoebe.
All right. Go on, give them one of your wisdoms.
How are they going to hear me with their heads buried in the sand?
Phoebe buries his head in the sand. His muffled yells make the others resurface. Phoebe reemerges and Littlefoot has a captive audience.
Go on, give them one of your wisdoms.
The first thing is, we've got to stay in a group.
Stay in a group. Sounds like fun!
Now you're talking. I like it. Good idea.
Okay, everyone, here we go.
Littlefoot leads the exodus, and the yellow bellies follow in a column, leaving the sand pockmarked with their footprints as they head off towards the horizon. Scar and his sharp teeth reach Yellow Belly Rock as the exodus snakes off into the distance. They stomp through the ponds in pursuit of their prey. Spotting the yellow bellies looking like a school of ants, he narrows his eyes deviously as the procession heads towards a mountain range. Littlefoot and Sarah lead the procession across a barren plain, with the yellow bellies following in a neat line, but some start to veer off.
Uh-oh! They go wrong way! Me get them! Back with others! Back with others!
Petrie flutters in front of a straying yellow belly and herds him back into line.
No, no, no! Excuse me, please! We must stay in a group!
Astride Spike, Ducky guides another stray into line. With their shadows thrown across the barren ground, the yellow bellies march in single file. The grown-ups from the Great Valley, led by Grandma, find the little ones' footprints on a mountain path. They followed the trail to the ledge where the rock sledge broke off.
Oh, dear.
I don't like the look of this.
They stand on the ledge, looking out across the mysterious beyond. The sun beats down and the yellow bellies are weary.
Do you have any idea where you're going?
Sort of. See, I've never heard of Berry Valley before. So it's gotta be someplace I've never been, right?
Yeah?
I'm going in directions I've never gone before. I'm bound to hit it sooner or later. Makes sense?
Maybe to some folks.
Makes sense to me!
Is that good or bad?
Do you have to ask?
Hey, could you find us some water? I'm thirsty.
We're bound to hit water soon.
Great, because I don't...
Lufa!
They rush to the edge of a cliff and find that he's fallen into a pond below.
Woo! Hey, everybody! Lufa found some...
Littlefoot and his friends are swept off the cliff edge by stampeding yellowbellies.
Water. Lufa, you found it!
I didn't find it. You did!
Wow, really?
Later, with everyone refreshed and perky, Littlefoot and Lufa lead the procession across a grassy plain.
So how did I do it?
Do what?
Find the water.
Same way you'll find Berry Valley. Same way we do just about everything. We just feel it.
But it doesn't make sense. If you just feel it, then you never think about it. So how can you be sure you're following the wisdoms?
Now you're thinking like a long neck again.
Okay, forget I said that.
With the yellow belly spread out across the grassy plain, Phoebe picks up a scent. The excited yellow belly stampede, leaving Sarah behind. Ducky weaves in and out of the tide of bulky bodies.
I do not like so many rushing feet. No, no, no.
Lufa, where are they going?
Bear Valley! You found it!
Really?
The Great Valley friends gallop up a grassy hill off to the yellow bellies towards a clump of berry bushes.
This can't be Berry Valley. It's too small. It's not Berry Valley.
Who cares? We're hungry!
Sarah leads the charge of the Great Valley friends, but the yellow bellies get there first, encircling the bushes and stuffing their faces with tail feathers stuck in the air. Confronted by a wall of yellow belly tushes, the Great Valley friends don't get a look in. Absorbed in their feeding frenzy, the yellow bellies ignore Sarah.
Wow, it usually works.
Watch out! Careful!
The yellow bellies disperse, leaving the bushes stripped bare. The cowering Ducky and Petrie look up to find the bushes bare.
You say it before me, say it again. Yellow bellies sure like berries.
They spot a single berry, but Spike beats them to it.
Well, me not hungry anyway.
A short time later, the yellow bellies settle down for a snooze.
You want me to wake them up?
They're sure not keeping their eyes and ears open now. No, no, no.
What's wrong?
I thought I could teach them our wisdoms. But instead, I'm starting to think like a yellow belly. I'm all mixed up. Maybe they don't really need us at all.
Littlefoot and Sarah scamper around the sleeping yellowbellies.
Sometimes you think you know what's right, then somebody comes along and they show you what you thought was right might be a little bit wrong. Things can look so different from someone else's side. You're half as smart as you thought you were, and the world seems twice as wide. How do you know who to listen to? How do you know what to think? When you see through someone else's eyes, things can change in a blink. Do you hold on to the rules you've learned, or do you let them go? When everything's a muddle, how do you?
Me go and find me mommy. She always asks me what me feel way down deep in me tummy. She say if me listen hard, me can hear a voice inside.
But what if it's a grumpy voice? It still can be your guide. That is how you know who to listen to and every day.
You can use your head and your tummy too to help you find your way.
Keep your eyes and ears open wide, and they'll show you where to go. If you trust your eyes,
trust your tummy,
trust yourself, that's how you
know. That's how you know.
The Great Valley Friends look at the yellow bellies and each other as the sky darkens. Startled by the lightning, the yellow bellies flee in all directions.
Hey, what are you doing? Stop, you guys! Stay in a group!
Littlefoot, what do we do now?
We better get to higher ground. Round him up, Phoebe.
Beneath angry, stormy skies, Littlefoot leads the way along a narrow, winding mountain path. The Great Valley Friends look concerned, but the yellow bellies traipse along in single file, smiling, oblivious to the danger. Thick, dark clouds swell over the mountain peaks.
Oh, this was a bad idea. What if a lot of sky water starts coming down? We could slide right off the trail. Should we stay in a group and we'll go back down? I don't know what the wisdom is.
Stop worrying about the wisdom. Just do what they do. Feel it.
Do you think so? Maybe there's a flat place up there where we can wait until the sky water stops.
Then let's go!
As the rain lashes down, they follow the path higher up the mountains, the yellow bellies completely unperturbed by the deluge. Torrents of water start pouring down the craggy cliff face, and shielding her head with her hands and with her eyes closed, Ducky starts veering towards the edge of the path. She tumbles over the edge, but Petrie swoops down to catch her, dropping her on the path.
Keep eyes and ears open!
If you say so, Petrie.
Spike comes along, and she climbs onto his back as lightning flickers in the gloom. Littlefoot reaches a fork in the path.
Oh, no. way!
Taking the left fork, Littlefoot presses on determinedly. Preoccupied with catching rain in her mouth, Doofa veers away from the others along the right fork. Littlefoot spots a curved mountain ledge.
Over there!
Everyone charges beneath it for shelter. Ducky and Petrie suddenly find themselves overwhelmed by a tide of yellow bellies that settle into a huge heap.
That's not funny.
At the front of the pile of yellow bellies with Sarah and Lufa beside him, Littlefoot looks despondent as the rain lashes down, forming huge puddles. The rain falls heavily, like a shower of arrows. Littlefoot perks up as sunlight starts to force its way through dark, heavy clouds.
Hey, look! You can come out now. The sky water stopped.
Littlefoot and Sarah try to get out of the way as the yellow bellies pour out into the open, leaving Ducky and Petrie embedded in the cliff face. Ducky wriggles free and falls on her back, and then she catches Petrie.
I do not ever want to do that again. Nope, nope, nope.
Sarah looks around the crowd of yellow bellies.
Hey, where's Doofa?
I don't know. Anybody see Doofa?
Where is he? I haven't seen me.
I hear her. Come on.
Littlefoot leads the way back to the fork in the mountain path.
This way!
They follow the path that Doofa took earlier. They find her pacing around on a narrow path as a growing stream of rocks and water fall all around her. The torrent destroys the path either side of her, cutting her off from the others who look at the vast drop beneath. Torrent grows stronger.
Doofa! You've got to jump!
I got a what?
You've got to jump!
She jumps up and down on the spot.
Jump! Jump now!
She jumps from the sliver of path that she's on moments before it's swept away. Phoebe reaches out to catch her, but the path crumbles and she tumbles with Phoebe desperately hanging onto her. Ducky holds onto Phoebe's leg and Spike his tail. They pull her back onto the path.
Way to feel it!
With only one direction open to them, they double back, Sarah and Littlefoot leading the way.
Oh, I get it now. Stay in a group, like they're doing.
Scar and his pack of sharp teeth are coming towards them and they flee up the narrow path. Sarah stops and turns back when she notices a sharp tooth bearing down on Doofa. Although only the size of the sharp tooth's foot, Sarah charges. and knocks the sharp tooth over.
Like my dad always says, bump them with your horn.
And keep eyes and ears open.
Yup, yup, yup.
Razor-sharp claws raised, a sharp tooth bears down on Ducky and Petrie, who flutters just above his friend, but the ferocious dinosaur trips and falls. The two little ones make their escape. Elsewhere, Scar lunges at Littlefoot with snapping jaws and chases him to the edge of the cliff, from where the ground is so far below it's just a blur. He escapes from Scar by running through his legs and joins the others, cowering in a group as the sharp teeth regroup and lumber towards them.
Remember, everybody! Stay in a group!
Littlefoot, you've got the wisdoms. What do we do now?
Well, Brad's too hard to act like a bush.
What do you feel like doing, Phoebe?
The sharp teeth recoil at Phoebe's squawking.
Great idea, Phoebe! Everybody, sing!
The sharp teeth back away. Littlefoot jumps up and down, and Phoebe copies him. And then all the yellow bellies join in, making the ground shake and the sharp teeth retreat.
Looks like fun!
The sharp teeth are forced back to the cliff edge, where they huddle in agony. The bouncing yellow bellies advance on the sharp teeth, and Scar roars defiantly, but the ground in front of him opens up. The patch of rock the sharp teeth are on breaks off and they fall.
What do you know? They're still in a group.
Lufa breaks away from the celebrations and thinks for a moment.
Littlefoot, which way do we go now?
This is just a suggestion, but...
A worried Phoebe sniffs the air.
Huh?
He cheers up and runs off excitedly. Followed by the others, he goes to the other side of the mountain peak and looks down on a lush valley with a river running through it.
Berry Valley. It smells beautiful.
Great job, Phoebe. You found it.
That's why they call him the wise one.
Huh? He's the wise one?
I guess so.
It's berry time!
Let's go. It's
berry time!
You found your valley!
Actually, you found it too.
He's right. You brought us here.
You know, that's true. We did it!
Does that mean we can go home now?
Yes, I think we can.
Bye!
Bye! Bye! Bye!
Bye!
You're beautiful!
See you later!
Bye-bye! See you later!
Bye, guys!
See ya!
Good luck!
Do you think they will make it okay? They still do not have any wisdoms.
Actually, Ducky, they always did. And now, they've got ours, too. You know, I think it takes a little bit of both.
I can't believe it. A long neck just learned something.
Yeah. I just wish I knew how to get back to the Great Valley.
We'll find it. We always do.
Later, the Great Valley friends are in a sunlit forest.
I don't remember coming this way.
I feel it's a shortcut. Should get us home faster.
Oh, good. Means our folks start yelling even sooner.
What that?
What's that?
Tall, shadowy figures come towards them through the trees, and they look frightened until the figures emerge from the trees.
There you are. We were so worried.
Mama!
Hi, Mom!
Daddy!
Sarah!
Grandma!
Littlefoot! Where have you children been?
It's a long story. But we're okay.
And we followed all the wisdoms. We stayed in a group. I bumped somebody with my horn.
And me kept eyes and ears open, too.
But you forgot the most important wisdom. Stay in the Great Valley.
We have trouble with that one. Yup, yup, yup.
In their journey to Berry Valley, the young dinosaurs had discovered that wisdom came in many different forms. And they knew that more lessons lay before them as they grew in the land before time.
Audio description by Michael Woodford, Fryuno Media Group. Supervising Director Charles Grosvenor. Directed by Jamie Mitchell. Screenplay by John Loy. Based on characters created by Judy Freudberg, Tony Geis. Producer Daniel J. Wiley. Music by Michael Tavera. Say So, Yellow Belly Bounce, How Do You Know? Songs written by Michelle Brauman and Amanda McBroom. Cast in order of appearance. Narrator, John Ingle. Littlefoot, Cody Ahrens, Logan Riley Ahrens. Grandma, Miriam Flynn. Petrie, Jeff Bennett. Sarah, Andy McAfee. Ducky, Aria Noel Curzon. Spike, Rob Paulson. Tria, Jessica G. Sarah's dad, John Ingle. Booby, Pete Sepanuk. Yellow Belly number 4, Rob Paulson. Featuring the voice talents of Lufa, Cuba Gooding Jr., Doofa, Sandra Oh. Say So, performed by Jeff Bennett, Andy McAfee, Aria Noel Curzon, Anthony Skillman. How Do You Know, performed by Anthony Skillman, Andy McAfee, Aria Noel Curzon, Jeff Bennett. Yellow Belly Bounce, performed by Jeff Bennett, Andy McAfee, Rob Paulson, Aria Noel Curzon, Anthony Skillman, Angie Jury, Monty Seward, Michelle Brauman, Amanda McBroom, Ken Stacey, Wendy Wagner, Kimaya Seward, Alvin Chia. Copyright 2007 by Universal Studios. All rights reserved.